Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You with me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know how I would say this to you. I don't just say it to hear myself speak. I mean, seriously, in order for you to win, that's cool. In order for you to win, in order for you to get ahead, I need you to get informed. And whether you do that, listen, whether you do that with me, or you do it with some other... Why would you listen to any other show? I don't know. But whether you do it with me or another show, get information. Make sure you're not one of them. Make sure you're not just using talking points, if you would. Okay, because that's what they do. It's just amazing. Well, the Democrats are getting what they want. You know, they wanted they really wanted less police, right? And what's really funny is in minority neighborhoods, in a recent poll, 73% of the people in those minority neighborhoods felt like the police were doing a good job. The only ones that seem to be, that really, really, really want to pound on the police are the ones that are making out in big bucks, number one. And number two, are old white Democrats. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So now what's happening is that you've got police retiring everywhere at very high rates. Hard to recruit. So they're struggling to get new recruits into police. Gee, I wonder why. You know, this is another example of a very, very small portion of the majority, of the minority, that are making the loudest noise. If you lined up 100 black people, 100 Hispanics, 100 Asians, and you asked them if they wanted less police involvement, right? I mean, you see where I'm going with this? You would find that a vast majority of them want more police involvement. They don't want to defund the police. They want to take care of the police. Some of them may ask you for some retraining, and that may not be a bad idea. Okay? I mean, think about it. Look at every profession, every group gets complacent at times. But again, I'm going to say to you, what other profession do they go out every day with the mindset, with the knowledge they may not see their kids that night? Because they jump in front of a bullet for you. They go into a bad situation for you, to protect you. It's just amazing. And the New York Police Department really, really seeing major league departures now. You know, if I was a New York cop and I could get a job in another department in a nice little town somewhere, it's just amazing. And now you're hearing about, by the way, you're hearing about this latest shooting. And they're saying the police actually, you know, basically hunted him down and killed him. That it was, you know, it was like an execution. just terrible. You know? I mean, we're irritated as heck. Because, like I told you, I mean, my family's made up of all kinds of people. Family members that were in the police department, more than one. Several. Family members that may not have been on our right side of the law. But we all had respect for those that were out there saving people they didn't know. Governor Cuomo now is really irritated. He wants to look for legal remedies after a census shortfall cost New York a House seat. You poor thing. And I love this because, you know, again, they put this whole COVID, they made this whole COVID thing so much worse than it had to be that they weren't able to get a good census. In California, only 68% of the homes responded, and they had nobody to go out and, take the numbers. So they get what they deserve, don't they? I mean, seriously. So California's going to lose a House seat. New York, it's going to lose a House seat. Right? And New York lost that seat by just under 90 residents. So now he's going to sue. I didn't get my way, so I'm going to sue. The count may have been inaccurate, he said. Again, listen, blaming the Trump administration because they scared undocumented immigrants. They were nervous to come forward. I'm so sorry, but why not? I got to play that clip I pulled out of, I'm talking about minority Democrats, Hispanics who barely spoke English, blacks, Asians. And I'm not picking on Hispanics, but what I'm trying to say is they came here. They came here legally. They learned the English language so they could be conversational with it. But they don't have to hide. They're immigrants that came here the right way. They're paying their taxes. When you come here illegally to begin with, when you're doing illegal things to begin with, how do you expect to work it out? How do you expect to be at ease? How do you expect to teach your kids? How do you look them in the face and say, we came here for law and order and a better life, even though I broke the law getting here? Oh, and by the way, you're not here legally either. Amazing, isn't it? Join us with your host, Brad Dacus, joins me after the break. Don't go far. You'll see the real side on GCN Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Not a woman that should be discussing fog. What do you think? I'm just throwing it out there. Joe Matita, your host, listening from TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved. Just do something more than nothing. Some of you sitting there, yell at the TV set. By the way, we are live on Roku, live on Apple TV. We're working on that other nasty place. What's it called? You know, Amazon, right? Amazon Fire Stick. But they, man, they are tough to get in with. They are tough to get involved with. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Let me bring somebody on who has a clue. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his insight into the law and some of the issues that are coming up in front of us that we're all going to have to deal. Listen, I keep telling you guys, it's just like politics. You yo-hos who say you don't want to get involved in politics, you are involved in politics every time you buy gas, every time you drop your son or daughter off at school, every time you buy tires, go to the grocery store, you are involved in politics. And if you think all this legal stuff doesn't affect you, has nothing to do with you, right? If you're a Christian, where have you been for the last year? You ain't been in church. Why? Because there's legal stuff. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Thanks for being with me, Brad.
Oh, great to be on the program, Joe. Thank you. Always enjoy your time with me. Hey, let's talk about the... Well, we're going to hit some of your stories on PJI in a minute, but let's talk about the hottest one that we're hearing about. Although I've got mixed feelings about. Let me hear what you have to say. The 2A case that SCOTUS has decided to take on, and since everything has been 5-4 lately, or mostly, you know me, I'm the forever optimist, right?
Yes. Well, I think
you can make fun of me. It's okay. I don't mind.
No. I know we're a good balance. We're good balance. Yeah. But I am optimistic that the Supreme Court will rule that New York's prohibition against people being able to have a concealed weapon in public places outside your home is unconstitutional, violation of the Second Amendment right to bear arms. New York is, especially New York City, is the last place I believe someone would want to be banned from being able to protect themselves, whereas the law enforcement and police have shown their inability to do so, partly because of the constraints put on by the governor and the mayor of New York, for that matter. So, I think that the facts are beautiful, and I think that it lays a nice runway for the Supreme Court to take off with a solid decision that I think will be in the favor of the right to bear arms. And it's not going to be unanimous by any means, mind you. I think it'll either be a 5-4 or 6-3 decision.
But, you know, one of the things I rail on the show on a regular basis, and, you know, is when it's a 5, for me, in my personal opinion, when it's a 5-4 decision, it's a political decision, okay? And I say that because if you're looking at the pure essence of the Constitution, the pure essence of the law, it shouldn't be a 5-4 split. It should be based on what the law says, pure and simple. Correct?
Yeah, you're correct. And when we look at it from a constitutional perspective, we have to look at what's the core of the Second Amendment. It's your right to bear arms. Now, the government can have qualifiers in different ways. But to say you can't bear arms outside of your house where you're living, interactive, maybe mugged, attacked, maybe a riot, a group of people are attacking you for no reason, you need to be able to protect yourself. So I think the court's going to look at it and basically say, is this a major deprivation of the intended right under the Second Amendment? I'd say yes. Now, if we're dealing with a regulation requiring a background check before you can get a gun, that's not a major deprivation. It's a minor deprivation, and it's there for compelling safety reasons to make sure crazy people don't get guns and start shooting, or criminals don't get guns and start shooting. So I think the courts have made that differentiation. I think looking at that at this scenario, that they're going to rule in favor of the right to bear arms because it is a huge burden to say that only applies to you if you're in your house, you know, with your doors locked or closed. I mean, that's really ridiculous.
You are the forever optimist, my friend. I mean, seriously.
I am.
I don't know. You know, how is John Roberts? And this is where I don't have the knowledge. But, you know, you have to sit down and look at every one of these people and see how they voted on these things in the past, how they've ruled on these things in their own lower courts, should they have come in front of them. You know, where has Roberts been on the Second Amendment? That's what I would like to know as a whole. And then you're looking at the other three. I would imagine Clarence Thomas is extremely pro-2A.
Yes, he is. Alito is. You know, we'll see about the other, you know, the other justices.
You're hesitating on Kavanaugh, the other one. Gorsuch.
Neil Gorsuch is an ideologue, and his ideologue has surprised me at least on one occasion to flip radically on the other side. So there is a small, you know, uncertainty with regards to Gorsuch, but I do think that. Overall, I think we're going to see the votes on the court. And, you know, also when you look at the intent of the Second Amendment, it's not just to protect yourself. The Second Amendment is there to also, as a final stopgap, if government becomes tyrannical and we have to once again fight to reclaim our freedoms. Well, if you ban someone from being able to bear arms outside their house, you've effectively also completely negated that whole function that possibility for the people to have any chance at all of standing up to a tyrannical dictatorship or coup of a government should that someday happen. Or some people, just as I said, they're going to say, well, no, actually, it's already happened. But, I mean, something where there's no possibility for a free election. Well, maybe some are going to say that has happened, but I'm not that pessimistic.
Well, look at, you know, one of the things right now, you know, when you look at what's going on right now, what is it, in Arizona? And, you know, they're counting the votes. And I said to myself, okay, this is great, so don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm for this, but I'm going to be the naysayer again and say, okay, so let's say we find out that Trump won by 10,000, 15,000 votes because there were, you know, these X amount of votes should have been thrown out because they don't exist or people that aren't there. I don't know if you saw the segment with Steven Crowder where he actually drove to locations where people voted and there were no houses and the actual addresses were apartment buildings that were there 10 years ago, long gone. It had been bulldozed, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
he was able to prove that.
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what they're doing in Arizona. So what the election is not going to be overturned, correct?
Correct. The election won't be overturned. But if this happens in Arizona, then a lot of the mainstream, a lot of the independent voters are going to be saying to themselves, whoa, wait a minute. If this happened in Arizona, using Dominion voting machines, what about Michigan? What about Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Georgia? So it's going to open up a lot of doubt for a lot of people.
I hope you're right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me, and he'll be with me after the break.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced relaxed mask guidance Tuesday for Americans who have been fully vaccinated. Those who have received both shots no longer need to wear masks outdoors unless they're in a large crowd among strangers. Speaking from the White House, President Biden encouraged younger Americans to go get vaccinated, saying things open up when you're fully vaccinated.
If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors. For those who haven't gotten their vaccination yet, especially if you're younger, or think you don't need it, this is another great reason to go get vaccinated now.
The CDC says nearly one-third of Americans are fully vaccinated, meaning they're 14 days past receiving their second Pfizer or Moderna shot, or their first J&J dose. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Part of the conversation, and that's the way you happen. You become part of the conversation, and then you become part of the solution, and that's the way to do it. So get informed. Don't start spewing this crazy stuff like you see some people on the left do. It's all the stuff that we rail against, right? Don't do it. Don't do it unless you're well informed. Again, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who joins me now? That's right, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus. Great organization. Brad, tell them what it is that Pacific Justice Institute does.
Yes, the Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal defense organization, and we defend religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we're really unique in that in a couple of ways. One is the fact that we have offices all across the country, coast to coast, from Miami to Seattle, from Orange County, California, to New York City, I mean, and growing, and in between. But also, we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases, Joe. As you know, we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. We presently have over 50 cases in active litigation as we speak. And a lot of these cases you're not going to hear about from mainstream media. And if people want to keep up with those cases, which I strongly encourage them to do, then they just simply go to our website, pji.org, pji.org. And they sign up to get the Legal Insider newsletter. And, of course, if they want to support our work, all contributions are completely tax deductible. And we greatly appreciate that support and being part of the PJI team.
Yep. I know some of you already have, but you know, continue to do so. Tell your friends about it. These are the things that we scream about on this show. And you say, what are we going to do about it? Now you have somebody lined up, willing to go, willing to fight, and willing to do the right thing. But it costs money. You know, I've had people say, well, why do you guys do this for free? Well, let me tell you what. You don't go to the court and say, God wants me to do this, and they scrub your bill. I mean, it doesn't work that way, right? There's court fees, there's legal fees, there's people that you have to pay to get this stuff in there, don't you?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of expenses that go with cases. And, you know, the average case, if the average person had to pay for it that we take on, you're looking at the minimum of $100,000, more on average about $500,000. It's very, very expensive. We pick up all the attorney time, and then so it's all that's left is, you know, the filing fees, the deposition costs, and discovery and things like that. But we really scale it way down because our attorneys are sacrificing so much who are on the team of Pacific Justice Institute.
Yep, no, you're right.
People don't realize how much work it is to do. I mean, look, I'm not looking for sympathy here, but they don't realize how much it takes to put on a 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour show, and how you have to line it up, and how you have to get the information together, so you know you're not constantly making, you know, mistakes on the air, because it's just crazy. So anyhow, you must be pretty excited though right now that the numbers for Newsom have broken, and we've got the numbers we need to recall him.
Yes, and I will say this publicly. I was wrong. I did not think, I mean, I was supportive of it. I was pushing it, but deep down, I didn't think they were going to make it. I just thought, you know, how can they make it? I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the timetable, doing my projections. How can they do it? And towards the end, some people put up the money, got the pollsters out there, and it just upticked dramatically, and yep, they got the signatures, and I'm just really pleased to see that it actually happened. I mean, I was a participant in that, but it's a great time to. I love these circumstances when I'm wrong, and I was clearly wrong and thinking that we weren't going to make it, and we did. I'm just real pleased with that, and looking forward to seeing the outcome. Of course, it's still very uncertain as far as the outcome of the actual of the recall.
Oh, sure.
Sure. And who and if he is recalled, what candidate is going to be chosen? The list is growing and it's becoming more and more entertaining.
That was my joke last time. It's like we went to recall somebody and I said, okay, so who do we have replace him? We had a pole dancer, right? I mean, we had a stripper. We got on a list. It was like 116 people running for governor. Now, a lot of them just did it to get their name on, you know, a little name recognition here and there. But, you know, you got the same thing going on this time. Who do we have? And, you know, there's a lot of people now trying to jump behind, Jenner, right? Or what's her name? Jenner. And
yeah,
because, you know, maybe a transgender can get in there. So we're back to this again. And even as Republicans, this is not the way. Who is the best person for the job? How about we do that?
Right, right.
Oh, and, God forbid.
Jenner did great at the U.S. Olympics, or, you know, for the United States for the Olympics, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Yep.
Yeah, we're looking at their qualifications. It shouldn't matter what their race is, their gender, or whatever other category you want to put them in. It's who's the most qualified, who's the most competent to lead California where it needs to go. And we look at that, we're still sort of scratching our heads. There's a number of candidates out there, and there's one that I've heard of I can't mention because it's not confirmed, but if he jumps in, I think he'd be an excellent candidate, but we've got to wait and see if he's actually going to jump in. But there's a number of candidates. I'm also concerned that the conservatives are going to split their votes so that someone outside the realm of thought, you know, ends up getting the most votes.
Yep. Well, again, people don't realize that you only need 51. You know, people don't realize that. It's just, and actually, tell you the 51, it's the majority of votes. I'm sorry.
Right.
If you have 100 people.
Whoever gets the most votes. So if the person with the most votes only ends up getting, say, 3% of the votes, but they end up with more ballots than anyone else, they win. So that's pretty alarming.
It could be the stripper. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, what was that? Sorry.
Yeah, I can just see it now. I won't even go there.
No. Don't. Let's be good about it. All right. So let's go through some of the cases. You're going to get me going. Some of the issues that you're going through right now, you know, religious organizations are being singled out, removed from social media platforms due to their beliefs, right? I mean, this could be a really big deal if you take this on as a discrimination case, can't you?
It is interesting. If we see Facebook and mainstream media they can have right now under the law they can decide to take people, so they have immunity, but at the same time they have the rights of a publisher to remove things and say we're not going to allow it. However, if they provide false information about the entity they're taking off, an allegation that's not true, they can be sued for defamation and harassment. And that's, you know, that's a little wedge there, if you will, compared to the big picture of tyranny that we see coming from big tech. But I think we need to appreciate the fact that they're not completely immune from everything that they do, but we clearly need reform. I know many people, more and more, and they're calling our organization, and we're learning about how they're being removed. Pastors of churches, wonderful people in ministries, wonderful people doing great things, but because their messaging, their biblical messaging, doesn't align with the radical left, then they're silenced and they're taken off, and that has got to come to a halt. These big tech companies are the same as utilities. I personally would like to see them put under the same category of protection, so that they can't, just like a power company can't just shut off the power of whoever they want. In the same way, these companies, these effective utility companies, shouldn't be able to do the same with viewpoint and content.
Yeah, it is interesting to me to watch this, you know, go down this way. And again, they don't agree with the speech, so they're shutting them down. But there is a an air of discrimination about it, because it's a religious belief. So you're punishing somebody for a religious belief. That's got to hold water somewhere, you know.
Well, it's a private. They're private companies. Here's because the First Amendment of the Constitution applies to the government. These are technically private companies, even though they function like a public utility. The reason we treat electric companies the way we do is because people can't just say, "Oh gosh, well, I don't like, you know, this company shut off my power. I'll just go to another electric company." Go ahead.
If I had an office building, I'm running an office building, and the guy comes in and says, "You know, I want to rent an office from you, and it's for the First Church of the Open Door, whatever, right?" If he says to me, "Look, I'm not going to rent to you because you're a religious organization," that's a problem, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, hold on. You're going to tell me what the difference of that is on the other side of the thing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, Newsom is still calling this. A bunch of right-wing wactoids that just don't like the fact that he pushed a mask mandate and that kind of thing, and just shows you how out of touch he actually is. You know, Republicans are outnumbered when it comes to registrations here in this state, like 2.5 to 1. All right, so in order to get 2 million, over 2 million signatures, there are a lot of Dems on there. And the last time that I saw, there was well over 33% or 34% of signatures on there were independents, and the majority was independents, then Democrats, then Republicans. So, again, he's smoking something that probably is illegal in the rest of the country and not here, and, you know, what can I tell you? Brad Dacus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute. He is the founder there, and it's a great organization. You need to check it out at pji.org, pji.org, and Brad, I always love throwing stuff at you that I don't talk to you about. And one of the questions, you know, that's always been on my mind and people have asked me along these lines is when you're talking about Facebook or Twitter or any one of those that pull down a religious organization because they're not in agreement with what they teach or what they say or what they believe, what is the difference between that and the example I gave you that if I had an office building and decided I didn't want to rent to religious organizations because I don't believe or don't feel that what they teach is right, how am I protected or not protected?
Yeah, well, the Department of Fair Employment and Housing, you know, working with the Civil Rights Act of 1964, you know, amended several times, including in 1971, this legislation deals and protects against discrimination against people based on race, ethnicity, including religion and, you know, gender, as applied to employment issues and as applied to housing or rental property or leasing of property. In fact, states have their own state statutes dealing with those issues as well. So they're like the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing, for example. So there's clear statutory laws applied to the private sector discriminating in those areas. What we're talking about, though, with big tech is social media. It's not dealing with employment. It's not dealing with housing or renting of a building or facility and being discriminated against because of your group. It's usage of a platform for communications. And the big problem I have with the status quo is it's not like we have, you know, 100 platforms out there equally competing to have people express themselves. No, we've got just a very few of them, I believe, working together. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, and they're very concerted. They're united in their ideology. They're united in their purpose of control of our minds and input and what goes out, what doesn't. And they have all this protection, immunity protection, and yet they have all this control to dictate what we see, what we watch, what we say, whether we're going to be heard or not in our society. It's very, very disturbing, and that's why I really believe in the end of the day, we have to break it either with antitrust litigation to break up these monopolies or treat them as quasi-public forums and put in the proper protections with regard to free speech or statutory reform, limiting their right to areas that are much narrower and not just ideology and viewpoint. There's something that needs to be done, and there's different ways of approaching it, but definitely without question, freedom, liberty, the opportunity to express ourselves and let information flow is seriously being abridged, and we need to correct it.
Well, I do agree with you, and we were talking during the break about I don't know how many people were really paying attention to this, but there was just a lawsuit that Texas filed against California in the Supreme Court that had to do with Governor Newsom signing an edict that just said they wouldn't spend any tax dollars, they wouldn't spend any California dollars in any state. They didn't have, open, blanketed LGBTQ rights as they see them. So California wants to dictate to other states what they believe to be the proper way to do business, correct?
Right. And then you have states, there's about a dozen states that have done this. They've, like Texas, have passed laws that say, you can have, protections against discrimination and harassment regarding LGBT. Yeah, we get that. But that can't trump religious freedom. It can't force a baker that makes wedding cakes to have to make a wedding cake and design it and customize it for a wedding that goes totally against their deeply held religious beliefs. So that they have to literally close down their business because of their beliefs. Texas says, no, we're a free country. No one should have to close down their business and be sued for everything they have just because they're in compliance with their sincerely held religious beliefs and moral convictions against whatever, say lifestyles or relationships like that. So that was Texas' position. It's a pro-religious freedom perspective. California says, we don't agree with that. So we're not going to let any of our money be used in any way for state business, state employees going into Texas, et cetera. And so Texas says, what are you doing? This is, you're infringing on our rights as a state with regards to our convictions, but also the exchange of commerce or the exchange of travel, the right to travel. And they brought a lawsuit against the state of California, and the Supreme Court decided not to take it up. And I don't think it's because the Supreme Court diminishes the importance of religious freedom, the Texas perspective. I think they looked at this as a state's rights, from a state's rights perspective, and the rights of states to spend their money as they see wish, however illogical and radical and against the interests of the state, the people of the state it may actually be, which is what California did.
Just to remember. Hey, somebody asked, I meant to ask you this a while back, and I want to get to some of your cases, but, when it comes to the Constitution and SCOTUS, I realize that some of them believe that the Constitution is a living, breathing document and, frankly, shouldn't even be used anymore. But when you're arguing a case in front of them, and you're arguing the constitutionality of a case and what it means, does anybody ever use the logic of our founding fathers when they were arguing maybe the same things to come to the conclusion they were going to come to?
Oh, yes. It's called original intent. and also strict construction. Strict construction is when you look at what does it say. And it's not living. It's not breathing. Actually, the ink is dry. It's not changing. It's, you know, it's there. It's sealed and secured on this plexiglass bulletproof container. So they look at what does it say, and number two, what's the evidence we have as to what was originally intended by those who said it, those who wrote this? And what evidence do we have in terms of cases, in terms of what was argued and debated on the record by those individuals, and public documents written by those individuals? And when we look at those two together, that's how we come up with solid case law that we can rely upon, that's steady, it's stable, and then it leaves up to us, we the people, to decide if we want to amend it and change it, not some liberal oligarchs who believe in judicial activism and they want to trump the will of the people and abuse their powers, which we've seen so grotesquely done over the last 60, 70 years.
Yeah, you know, because I look at things, if you look at the original intent of public education, public schools, and how they were supposed to be taught, many of the founding fathers agreed to, nobody disagreed with it, the Bible was supposed to be taught. The Bible, a respect and love for God. Now, not a force of Christianity, but basically using the principles of Christianity, God's principles, to teach the kids in school. Now, God forbid, if a teacher picked up a Bible in school and read from it and or a scripture or two and then tried to explain it, he or she would be in a mass of world of hurt, wouldn't they?
Well, they would, but there are legal ways to do it. And in our book, Reclaim Your School, which people can download for free straight from our website, I might add, for free, we have a whole chapter of what teachers can do. And one of the things is they can, for example, study the Bible as literature. They can use it in terms of the context of history. And they can even quote in terms of, classroom debate and discussion. So long as they're not proselytizing the kids in the classroom. But it used to be, public schools used to be just that, public. They were small, school districts were small, the schools were controlled by the parents, by the local community.
Yep.
Now, they're government schools, controlled by the government, by the state, by the teachers' unions, and that is from that we see the tyranny flowing through that so many parents are objecting to. They should be reflective of the community. They should be truly public schools, and they're not. They're now government schools, and parents have very, unfortunately, in most circumstances, very little to do and to say about what their children are taught. And that's why so many, I believe, are one reason why so many are leaving public schools and choosing alternative education instead.
Hey, look, you want to talk about people that even just left this state because of what's going on in the public school system, you know? We saw a decrease of about 40,000 or 50,000, and that's why we're losing a seat. But I think it was more than that, frankly. I think there's, you know, you've had a lot of people move in that are not here properly, but they still were counted for the census or what have you. So, hey, tell people how to get a hold of PJI and what great
we
got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, if they want to get our resources for free, just go to PJI.org, PJI.org, and sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter, and we'd love to have them support our work if they feel led to do so.
Yep. A lot going on, people. You don't want to go far in the next hour. I got California State Senator Scott Wilkes going to join me to talk about where are we at with this recall? What does it actually mean now that we hit the numbers? And what's the process it takes to get him gone? Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to Real Side.